Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1572, air date August 1st, 2025.
Having a discussion today as a part of our town hall on the power of home, the community of truth, freedom, health. So Suresh, you can just go to, maybe you can show the video of all everyone, you know, in the community, because I'm only doing audio. So I see Nick, I think you want to spotlight everyone, Suresh. Are you ready, Suresh? Okay, so there are, you know, what makes human beings quite interesting, for that matter, most life form, is there's always been a deep desire for community. We're going to discuss what community really is. And this goes back to, you know, from an evolutionary standpoint, to when an individual set of single cell organisms came together to form multicellular organisms. So that was a community. And then they created larger life forms. And then those life forms form community to typically fight some other invader. And then eventually you created communities of communities of people. But what we do now know is that in the human DNA, it's wired into our biology, are about at least 1,000 genes, which are turned on when you have social connections. Okay? Social connections. So then the issue is, what is the basis of these social connections? Is it hanging out and getting drunk at a sports event? Is it going to a Christian evangelical or a Hindu evangelical thing and talking about how you're going to kill all the Palestinians? Is that cool? Is it going to some Nazi rally? Is it watching some reality show with people? Like, what are these nature of these social connections? What are the real social connections? And what I want to argue today is that the swarm, as we call it, understands this phenomenon. They have lots of intellectuals, lots of psychologists, biologists who've studied this. So they know deep inside human beings is a desire for real social connections. Real social connections. And I want to argue that they, knowing this, and by the way, real social connections ultimately propel people to get great meaning in their life, and ultimately that meaning in their life gives them courage for the ultimate meaning of life, which is to fight evil together with other humans. So that's where the real social connections lead you to want to come together with other human beings that give you great meaning, and you have this infinite courage to fight evil. Now imagine the swarm knows this. So what they do is they replace it with fake social connections. Just make up some shit. Make up religions. Make up sports, etc. Whatever it is. You know, they have people crying when their sports team loses. And you can look at this. But it doesn't give any real meaning to people. In fact, it distracts people from really coming together to understanding what the real nature of life is, why we're here. And that fake community that they create doesn't really turn on those 1,000 genes in your body. And you never get the real meaning of life. So this is done. This is at the heart of all of it, because we know that, you know, as many of you know, during 2020, I did many, many videos talking about the number one reason people live long is social connections. If you look back at most cultures that still live long, over 100 plus, they have homes that they've stayed in, family homes for, you know, centuries. They have deep social connections. At least one person has at least five good friends. And if you think about it, even if you have five really good friends, you're very, very wealthy. And these connections turn on 1,000 genes in your body. They heal you. They give you courage. They give you a sense of home. And without that, guess what? You actually can destroy the biology of your body. You're not strong. You're not mentally fit to comprehend concepts. People live in isolation. People follow customs, random social habits imposed by the swarm, which have nothing to do with human connection. No real sense of real home. And so the swarm has created social media. Quote unquote social media. It's quite an oxymoron, because social media, when you really look at it, people go up there. And by the way, they've done research. If you look at someone who's got, you know, on Facebook, I have 5,000 friends. It turns out of those 5,000 friends, on a good day, maybe six of them are really their friends, which goes back to the old village systems where people had six good friends. You say, so social media is a place where people go and they really don't have any real connections. They think they do. People go rant and rave thinking they're fighting something. You know, people posting pictures all day. People this woman, Candace Owens or Nick Fuentes, these people are just like, they just talk all day. Suddenly they're all anti-Zionists. They weren't anti-Zionists before, but now it's in vogue to be an anti-Zionist. People go off on all different kinds of things, but they don't have any community to actually go fight this and end the suffering. Then you have people like Thomas Massie or people like that who are in the system who talk about they're going to fight. And what they're actually doing is they're saying you can fight within the system, and they're giving a false hopium to people, which also prolongs human suffering. But at the end of the day, these things we call religion, social media, sports, have nothing to do with anything to do with social connection. And if there are people on their platforms that truly are bringing truth and wanting to bring people together to fight, they make sure those people are made invisible. Because again, they don't want any solutions that really bring people together at a very deep and defined way. So I'll give you a very simple example. You know, I like to do mathematics. So when I saw all this Epstein stuff going on, I said, well, let's do a mathematical analysis of how many pictures are actually out there of Epstein with anyone. And it turns out it's about 519 pictures. And I said, and how many of those pictures do different quote unquote public figures come? And I did that analysis. How many are videos with him? How many are photos? You know, the goal is an individual's being photographed in a video with them has a correlation to their affinity to that individual. So I created this table. It took me about 5 hours to do this, a lot of work. And Suresh will bring it up, the tweet I did. And Suresh, I have about, you know, in spite of all the shadow banning and every day Elon Musk eats my followers, because I'm probably the most censored guy on the internet. Highly shadow banned, which means contained. So I have about 326,000 followers. So I do this tweet, which says Trump has the most number, 240 videos and photos representing 46.25% of all 519 publicly available photos. And you can see that it's a list and it's a threaded tweet. So you can see Trump has close to 240, 46%. Next is Prince Andrew with 11%, Bill Clinton, Alan Dershowitz, so on, bunch of scumbags. And Suresh, if you scroll down to the thread, it has the image of the others. Now, I didn't put a copyright notice on this, but you know, from an intellectual standpoint, it took me quite a bit of effort to organize this, do it, put it into a table, right? Anyway, that's what I did. And you can look at the total number of views it got. It got 12,000 views. You know, when I used to do tweets in 2020, 2022, I used to get 10 million views. So the level of digital prison that they put me into is quite disgusting, because the message that we speak and I talk about is building social connections, building a community to build a movement. They don't want that. And I always have told the truth at the right time. And I'm independent. I'm not their house slave. But most importantly, we are teaching people to build community, to build a movement. Anyway, so this goes out. 12,000 views ain't a lot. Shortly thereafter, I see another guy, Suresh will bring this guy up, who is some random guy, probably a CIA or Mossad agent. And Suresh, bring him up. It's called Global Agenda. And he has, go up to the number of views, followers. Yes, he has only 2,000 followers. Remember, I have 320,000 followers. 160 times, is it 16? Yeah. 160 times more than he does. This guy with 2,000 followers copies my material, plagiarizes it, and says, you know, the morning Pito Trump told the media that blah, 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 Bill Clinton's, whatever. These numbers are provided by Thread. Intentionally misattributes it to somebody else. Uses my content, doesn't. It's total plagiarism. But look at how many views he gets. So I scroll down. He gets 100. So a guy with 2,000 followers gets a 70x multiple on his views. A guy with the original producer of the content, who has 320,000 followers, gets, you know, a 20x reduction on his views. This is not a platform for free speech. This is not a platform for social media. This is a platform for control, giving people the illusion there's free speech, giving people the illusion that there's social media. It is the most controlled medium on the planet. In the old days, when we had newspapers, community bulletin boards, they were far more free. But look at the results here. A guy steals my content, has 2,000 followers, reposts my content, intentionally does not give me credit, gets 70 times views, 134,000 views. I, who all my followers are real, meticulously built them up over 18 years, never paid for any followers, who has 320,000 followers, gets only 12,000 views. Okay? This is evidence of how much they do not want real leaders, like the people on this call and other people, working class people, bottoms up, who want to build real community. So guess what we are going to do? Our movement, very shortly, is not going to post anymore on social media. I'm not going to give any content away. Those days are over. We're not going to give any of our content away. We're not going to throw pearls to swine anymore. Our movement is going to be in full alignment with our goal of truth, freedom, health, which is to build our own true home, a global community of people who actually do want to learn, who we're not going to convince people. You can't convince people. Out of 100 people you meet today, you're lucky if one of them is actually sincere and is not an opportunist. So you come to that conclusion in life and you realize, you know what? We are going to create our home globally, and we're going to protect our home. We don't want nincompoops poops coming here. We only want real people. And you'll see our website, Truth Freedom Health, will clearly make this very evident. We are a global community building Truth Freedom Health of working people who are delivering real solutions. If you believe in the swarm, if you have any illusions of them, they're going to save you. If you keep asking stupid questions, this is not the place for you. But if you want to sincerely let go of your naivete and you want to really learn the foundational principles of life and have and get real meaning to life, come here. And you're going to have to give us your email address. We're not going to give free shit away, meaning give us your email so we can communicate with you. Fund our community. Join our movement. And it's really funny, Noel was telling me, you know, we charge a nominal amount to join. And someone's like, oh, I can't afford this. I got to be going on vacation. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? I haven't taken a vacation in a long time. So people in our movement give time to build our movement. This person has money for vacation, but does not value the education we offer. Well, fuck you. We don't want you here. So we're going to become far more respectful of the fact that we're the only movement on this planet which has found the root of what real community is. And that root comes from understanding the laws of nature, how things are interconnected. And they're fundamental scientific principles. Now, when we were living close to nature, we knew these principles intuitively. Transport, conversion, storage, Vath, Pith, Kaph, how the forces of nature work. Well, we're so far fucking removed from those natural environments. People are living in la-la land. You have dumb fucking people. First of all, teachers, stupid teachers training, making students dumb. And then and those dumb people are training AI. And then AI trains the students and teachers. It's a clusterfuck of stupidity. Let that world remain. Our goal is to create our home, our community of vibrant, loving, kind people who really want to learn. And you know what's amazing? You know, I needed some help here in Boston. Noel Arellano flew all the way from California to help me. That's community. Many people don't even have friends like that. I can call Andrew Rice anytime. Noel can call Crystal. We are creating a real community because the bonds that we're connected by are the principles of life. We're not connected by, oh, I'm a Mets fan. Oh, I like the Kardashians. These are fake, meaningless connections. And to think you can change the world with people who are connected on those realms is an illusion. And frankly, you get to a point where you realize you want to be with high quality people. And quality does not have anything to do with money, but real people who have thoughtful and think about life. And if you can have five or six of those people around you, man, you're a very wealthy person. In our movement, the community we're creating affords that. That's the real, and you have those kind of real connections, your health will improve. You'll have a real home. You'll have truth and freedom and health. So I just want to let all of the scumbags out there on social media listening to this, because they watch everything we do. We're not going to be posting on social media except one-liners. You want to hear our content. You want to join our community. You're going to have to make a decision to reciprocate and be accountable and be part of this. If not, stay in this world of bullshit, deception, distraction, Epstein, quote unquote elections, quote unquote people never telling the truth at the right time. And then after the genocide is committed and Palestine screaming about it, but no one said shit on October 7th. It's all now a celebrity in vogue thing. Our movement has always told the truth at the right time. All these doctors now, 5 years later, talking about COVID, bullshitters, opportunist scumbags. The world is filled with opportunists. Our movement does not tolerate opportunists. Opportunists are people who do what's right when it's convenient for them. Our community does things that are right at the right time. And we're going to protect our community. We're going to make it only for those people who are serious. So as Nicholas has said, we're affording people a lot of opportunity. But you know what? We're not going to give it away anymore, because whenever you give shit away, people are fucked up. They don't want to learn. So we're going to make this a much tighter community, not to be quote unquote exclusive, but to value what we've done and to make others value what we've created. You know, I went to MIT, you know, about, I don't know, 100,000 people apply and they let in 1,000. I didn't even know what MIT was. I had to pay close to a couple hundred grand to go there. I paid off all my student loans. No one says, oh, MIT charges 200 grand. But when we give knowledge, which is better than MIT, you have fools complaining about the money. And yet those same people will go on their fucking vacations to Cabo, Cabo, wherever the fuck they go, and spend money on stupid shit. But they don't want to get the knowledge. Well, great. We don't want you. So you're going to see our community grow in an exponential way, because we're not going to waste time with people who are not serious. Because you cannot build real social connections with people who are fake, who haven't have the mental capacity or the spiritual capacity to really delve into themselves. So that's going to be a fundamental shift we're going to make. And we're not going to rely on social media, because I just, the example Suresh just said, the level of shadow banning, censorship, you cannot do anything. And in fact, our community is going to be fully offline and fully based on people who actually want to deliver real solutions. And as you know, we have real solutions. Suresh will bring them up. We have Truth Freedom Health, the actual university where you can learn what it means to think. If you don't go through Truth Freedom Health, and you didn't perhaps even study engineering, and even if you did engineering, doesn't mean you learned know how to think. So we've created Truth Freedom Health. It's a university where you can learn to think. Suresh, can you bring that up, please? So it's an actual place. You go online, we have courses. We have, for those, we have a whole set of free courses. For the more serious people, we have the set of paid courses. You can get certified in learning foundations of systems. Okay? Then you have systems health, a deeper level of creating systems health educators, systemshealth.com. Suresh can go there, okay? But this is Truth Freedom Health. And you start with Shatter the Swarm, okay? And then you go to Systems Health. And we're creating health educators globally, all over the world. And then this is teaching people how the body is a system. How if you want to really heal your body, you have to understand the multiplicity of layers of healing, not only the organs, the emotional body, how the environment is constantly changing. This is a systems-based approach to understand the body. Medical doctors don't learn shit. They do not know the medical system. You go in, God forbid you go in with anything. All they're looking at you the day you walk in to them, to a medical office, is how many tests they can do on you, how many tests they can do to get you more tests, to do more tests. They have, if you ever gone to a doctor and you're there maybe 15 minutes, the doctor doesn't even look at you, doesn't even, they don't do anything. It's a fucked up world. But we teach, we're creating a new breed of professionals who understand how the body is a system, how they can educate others how the body is a system. Then we have an entire certification called Clean Food Certified. Again, this is all bottoms up solutions. And this is a global certification created by We the People that certifies where the food is coming from, the quality of the ingredients, how it's processed. It's way beyond organic and non-GMO. That's a very reductionist way. Our movement has a solution. So we have Truth, Freedom, Health, the university where you can send your kids to learn how to think. Or you don't have to. They can learn to be fucking stupid all day. If you want to learn how the body really works and you want to help yourself and others, systems help. If you want to learn the real nature of food, help other restaurants, manufacturers. You can help with the SEAL. And then finally, we have the Open Science Institute, which comes from nearly 20 years of my work in understanding how there are 10 to the power of 36 natural compounds in the world. And pharma only has 60,000 compounds. How do you mix them to find new solutions? If you go to ALS, and you know, we launched this, and within less than 5 days of launching, a guy showed up, a very successful guy at Morgan Stanley. He heard about us. Very sad story, but very inspiring story. He developed ALS 3 years ago. He noticed he couldn't button his shirt anymore. He couldn't take the bottle off of a plastic bottle. He's a professional level golfer. He's only 64 years old. And he's been trying all the medical treatments and alternative. And a friend of mine sent the paper. Suresh, if you bring it up, go down. By the way, we published the leading first paper of its kind, really talking about what is ALS, did all these systems architecture of in the leading journal in the world. And by the way, we weren't funded $20 million. Suresh, if you click on that download and bring it up. So think about this. We, our movement, the Open Science Institute, does fundamental research using cytosol. Zoom in on that, Suresh, a little bit. Zoom in and scroll down, please. And we publish the leading paper in the world on ALS. How much were we funded for this? Zero. How much had MIT and Harvard gotten for a paper like this? $20, $30 million. So this is why we're going to make our community exclusive, because I'll say these words, people won't fully understand the power of what we've done. Anyway, this guy read this paper. He wanted to meet with me desperately. It's about 2 weeks ago. Met with him, and then I said, you know, academic research is fucked up. It's not based on solving anything. I said, we've done something completely fundamentally different. And he goes, how much money do you need? I said, all of this we've done for nothing. And on the spot, he gave us a huge check. He has ALS. And he said, you know, you're the first person in 3 years I've talked to the leading scientist who makes any sense. So I'm telling this to you because here's an extraordinary person who came from nothing. He was a Marine. He was in the military. Very successful financial guy. We don't know how long he's got, but our movement is helping this guy and comes bottoms up. This is why we're going to make our community much tighter. We're not going to share everything with every fucking moron because we want to go find other people like whom who value us. And we want you guys to go find other people because we want to build a real community of really good, kind people who are smart, have a heart, and are not a bunch of fucking morons where we have to keep convincing them why Trump is a fucking, you know, it's a fucking dick. We don't want to convince people Booby fucking Kennedy is a complete fucking prick. Booby fucking Kennedy says putting red dye in Fruit Loops will cause genocide, quote unquote. But he says we cannot call what's happening in Palestine genocide. Now, if we have to go convince people that Kennedy is a nice guy, they can go suck his cock all day long. They're not going to be allowed into our community. We don't even want idiots like that. Look at the quality of work we do. So this is why we're going to protect our home, our community, because ultimately we live for a finite period in this world and it's about quality of life. And you have to look around yourself. We have about 80 people today. What kind of people do you want around you? A bunch of fucking idiots? Or do you want people who are on the same fundamental wavelength? And that fundamental wavelength can only come if you understand the fundamental nature of life, of existence. And that can only come if you understand system science. If you don't understand system science, if you're not willing to know that you may be a conscious incompetent,
there's no basis for building any fucking community. Because in ancient times, people understood the fundamental principles of life. And from that is where they built community. Because they were living in nature, they had to deal with the realities of nature. But once you're removed from that, you have to consciously go learn that. That's what we teach. That's system science. If you don't understand system science, you're going to have fake communities. You might as well go and hang out at some fucking evangelical church or go to some Hindu temple where they're doing mantras all day and the priest wants to bang everyone. It's fake community, guys. It's not real. Or go, you know, join the Mets and be their fan or some stupid sports team. It's all fake. And that's why people are so disillusioned. That's why people are so sick. That's why people feel so isolated, because they don't have at the core of it, there's nothing there. You come to our movement, you will learn the fundamentals of life. And you give, you'll get. Because we are talking about building real community, building your courage. So you want to ultimately go fight evil. That's what the purpose of life is. But look at what we're doing. In the middle of all this, we have the Open Science Institute. We have clean food. We have systems health. Suresh, I think we have the nice graphic, which has a nice poster, which shows it all. So this is a real movement. And we're going to protect our community. We're going to value our community. This community is not for every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You know, you want to be generous. You want to, you know, open it up to a lot of people. But then you have to deal with the frustration of morons who are not serious. They take the course, they never finish it. Well, fuck off, okay? If you don't have the discipline to not finish your course and go through it, but you have the discipline to go sit and watch a movie fucking all day and watch episodic series of Friends and stupid shit like that, well, go live over there. Go live in hell. So we're going to create heaven on earth. That's our mission. And the only way you can create heaven on earth is to build a community of real people who are solid. That's a real home. And that's what we're doing. So I want to invite those of you who are serious to join. But very rapidly, you'll see our website is going to become closed. And it's going to come right on the front door. If you want to come to a gateway to real community, you're going to have to reciprocate. You're going to have to be accountable. This is not us, you know, giving you everything. This is you wanting to learn, you wanting to give. So that's what we're moving towards. So I hope everyone understands that you have a unique opportunity, if you made it this far, and those of you already in our community, to recognize that what we have is quite unique, and to deepen your resolve and to recognize that the swarm has no real social connections, nothing. I think I told you when I met with Trump for those 2 hours in his little office, I left sad for this motherfucker. He has no friends. It's all fake. He has no family. He has no home. He has no one he trusts. I mean, that's what I gathered in that 2 hours I met with him. A sorry ass motherfucker. And I can tell, and you know, you can only do that when you read people and you're sitting there. He's got nobody. So what he does have is bombastic talk, being a con man, manipulating people. It's all fake. So it's quite extraordinary what we've created. Look at that slogan, real solutions by the people, for the people. We are our solution. No one is coming to save us. So get involved. And again, Suresh and Andrew, our new web team, is going to be shutting down stuff. Meaning, you want to come join us? Be ready to reciprocate. Thank you, Suresh. Thanks, Nicholas.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
Okay. Be well, guys. Be the light. Thank you.
All right. All right. So switching gears, we're going to, I think, do two testimonials. And just to echo what Dr. Shiva was saying, you know, we're here to build community. And these two next speakers, I can tell you for sure, really emphasize the people that we want in the community, which is the quality of people. We want high quality people. It's not about quantity, it's about quality. And so I think we will start with Michael Griffiths from the UK. Michael, are you there?
I'm here, Nick. Yeah.
Just go, you know, take your time, really go through your journey before True Freedom Health and after, and what have you learned from the movement, you know, things of that nature. So go ahead, just the floor is yours.
Yeah, cheers, Nick. So, well, hi, everyone. I'm Michael Griffiths from the north of England, UK. I was born back in the spring of 1953. Now, I lived my first years in a small wooden cottage in some old woodland, which is now built upon. Back then, we had no running water, no electricity. All we had was a hand pump, well, for water, and paraffin lamps and candles for light. My dad, he was an apprentice carpenter, so it was on very low wages. So literally, like, every penny really did count. You know, people have no idea, really. So our home was all he could afford, yet we were happy. You know, why were we happy? Because my parents loved us. And we loved my parents, and that continued for the rest of our lives, well, my mum and dad's life. So when dad served his seven-year apprenticeship, we moved close to town into what were called back-to-back streets that were built for workers during the Victorian era. The streets were cobblestones. We had gas lamps and running water. But back then in the 1950s, you know, working class streets, no one had a bathroom even, you know, no one had inside loo, you know, you had like shared toilets that like four houses might share up the road, you know. It was quite frightening when you're a kid going out there in the dark, you know, and you could have no electricity. So there were no hot water on tap, all water had to be boiled in stoves or pans. And, you know, for bathing, we used a tin bath in front of an open fire. And we all took our turn as kids in that tin bath, you know. No one had a phone. No one had phone boxes. Cars were for posh people. No one had washing machines, fridges, or any modern contraptions we all take for granted. But, you know, there were the cinema back then and the radio. We played games, took up hobbies to amuse ourselves. You know, what I loved was art, and I love art, continue to love art. But, you know, back then, in those streets, and this is what the swarm had fucked over, you know, ordinary working class people had fuck all, but they were a sense of community. You know, any neighbour could knock on anyone's door, apart from a few bad uns. And they knew that, you know, if they were short of anything, they could just ask, you know, and we'd help. We all helped each other because we're all in the same boat. So anyway, moving on, what I've done as what I call work in my life, but is I've studied and worked as many things. I've been a sign design draftsman. I've done traditional sign writing. I've been a student union president and sort of caused uproar there. A graphic artist for arts and political community magazines, you know, and helped run a community art gallery. That was a bottom-up gallery. It was brilliant while it lasted. There was a Sicilian guy, and he had a bit of money. I said, you know, why are you doing this? You know, why are you throwing all your money into this? You're just losing it all. And he said, because I want to get something going. I believe in creating a movement. Yeah, that great word, I thought. Yeah, movement. So we did all sorts of things there. We had live classes, you know, group exhibitions, local artists. And it brought the community together, you know, the community creative people and people that, you know, we had lots of parties and that brought plenty of people there. You know, I had musicians, you know, local musicians, that kind of thing. And besides that, I've learned on building sites, I've learned carpentry from my dad, amongst other things. And I've been active, this is another part of my life, being part of a self-reliant community before that was even a thing, right? Apart from going back in time, communities were self-reliant. So we grew all our own food, we planted orchards, we dug peat for fuel. We rebuilt old crofts and outbuildings using reclaimed materials before that was a thing. So this is all before off-grid was a thing. And yeah, it was hard work. I wouldn't call it work. It was a lifestyle. And it was kind of idyllic, but at the end of the day, I thought, there's something missing, you know. I became unhappy, you know. I was thinking about all the people back home that I'd left behind. And so I decided to go back home. And when I went back home after that, it was a real culture shock from living in wild nature. You know, I returned to the same old shit I'd left behind. And to be honest, I felt lost. I mean, I was really lost. I became a hermit. I thought, I what can I do? I want to say something. I want to do something. All I've got is art and poetry. Well, that gives me total freedom to paint the fuck what I want, to say what I want. Because I believe everybody should have that right, you know. So, you know, I'd given up on politicians before I could even vote. And, you know, I saw through that shit. And, I never wanted to be a wage slave. I saw my mates from school, you know, like years later, and they're doing all the things that you're meant to do, you know. And I thought, I don't want to do that shit. There's got to be something better, you know. So I was really searching, but I won't go on. But what brought me to the movement was when all that COVID nonsense was going on. I saw it straight away, but I tried to warn friends, family, you know, don't fall for this shit, you know, but I couldn't articulate it, you know, because you get these clever fuckers, you know, these so-called scientists, the art scientists that are just sort of doing psychological manipulation on people to sell big pharma shit. So I came across Dr. Shiva and he was giving a talk on the modern immune system. And I thought, wow. Well, actually, I'm starting to learn something here. This is fantastic. I thought, I've never been interested in science, but I am now. And so I had to keep following what Dr. Shiva was putting out there. And eventually, I signed up as a warrior scholar, went through the courses and all that kind of thing. You know, looking back to when I was young, I was always looking for like-minded people, a sense of community, a real community. People that did see that the world was in a fucking mess and we need to do something about that. Serious people that wanted to do something. And that's what I found here in this community. I look around the room and I see some fantastic people. And they're my community, you know. People like Suresh, people like Nick, Crystal. I could name lots of you, you know, but you're my real friends. You're my community. You make me feel better when I hear you speak, when we communicate. I feel good. I feel strong. You give me courage. We give each other courage. And, you know, like when I've been part of this movement, like Dr. Shiva was saying, I've come across all sorts of people, you know. I've made about 4,000 telephone calls in, you know, just the last few years, you know, repetitively following up people. And what I found were you get those people that they like to talk and talk and talk. And oh yeah, yeah. And but when it comes down at the end of the day, just fuck off, you know. And I think, what the fuck? They've just wasted my time. So what Dr. Shiva's saying is totally spot on. You know, and it's making me focus. I'm not going to let people waste my time anymore. I'm here for, like, people that are serious, you know, people that want to. And I'd like to mention Lynn's here as well. She's been there. She says, oh, I'm not very articulate. I'm not this and that. But you know what? Every time we've had meetups, and we've had like over 20 in the UK in the last 2 years, every month we have a meetup in different regions of the UK, mostly in the big capital cities, down in London, in Birmingham, in the Midlands, up north in Leeds, where I am, and Manchester. And I'm looking, really looking forward to going up to Scotland and meet some members up there. But that's when it really all comes together. And it's when you're like handing out them cards, and yeah, a bit sort of frightening for people at first till you get over it. But you know what? At the end of the sense of camaraderie, something you don't get from I go over to see my brother in the pub, but you know, they're in the pub and they're all just talking shit all the time. Just total nonsense, you know. And you try to sort of like plant a seed, and they look at you like a sheep in the headlights because they just don't want to know. So then people, they're really not worth bothering with, you know. They're just going to waste our time. And so I'm not sure what else to say apart from what I've said, because I know someone else is waiting to speak. So, that's who I am. And that's why I'm part of the movement, because I've been looking for this all my life, and it's all coming together. And I'm 72, and I'm planting seeds, and I want to see some little green shoots appearing before I sort of leave this planet, you know? So, we're doing it for ourselves, for humanity, and for all the people that are yet to come, all those that are yet to be born. If they come and we've got something in place, they're not going to get the same shit we were born into. So that's me. So thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. I think you said a lot of powerful things. And by the way, Michael, he's always on the ground posting on social media, passing out cards with banners. So Michael and this team out there in UK, they do a lot of work passing out cards. But I think also one of the things that Michael said is that he felt that there was something missing in his life. And I actually, you know, feel the same way. And I actually said this a couple weeks ago, that I was looking for something more in my life, more meaning. You know, we live in a world where it feels meaningless. And so we're trying to actually bring meaning to all of our lives. And so I could definitely echo that sentiment that Michael's saying. And so coming into the movement, and when you learn, that's why when Dr. Shiva says it's everything comes back to system science. When you learn system science, it's about the interconnections. Everything. And so the interconnections I have with everyone here who have been in the movement, it's strong. And like Michael was saying, it gives me strength that I want to actually fight alongside Michael. I actually want to fight for him. I want to fight for Suresh, Doris, all the people that have been around. And so it gives me courage, and it gives me a lot of things. And so I feel strong, and I felt weak before the movement, like weak, to be honest. And so now I feel stronger, and I'm just getting stronger every day. So thanks, Michael, for your testimonial. And that was great. And so to wrap this up, to close, I want to bring in now Marianne Berry from Arizona. And so she's been around for a minute. And so go ahead, Marianne, the floor is yours. Tell us a little about your journey into Truth Frame Health and what you learned, and where you're at today.
Okay. Yes, I'm Marianne Berry, and I live here in Arizona. And I grew up in California. Just to give you a little bit of background, I grew up with my father and mother were from the East Coast. I'm the only one that was born in California. But I grew up with very tough parents. My father taught me at a very young age, you are nothing if you don't have character. Your word means everything. And do not ever do anything to, you know, if you say something, you better follow through. So it's those kind of things that I grew up with as a small kid, which served me well later on in life. I went to college. I have a Bachelor of Science in Interior Design. I did that for a while, worked in Beverly Hills and other areas, worked with some she people. It was pretty wild. But the interior design business didn't pay until the job was completed, which was about 7 or 9 months. So I was starving to death. So I went to an employment agency and they said, hey, the steel industry needs women for a quota, not that quota. What the hell is a quota? I didn't know. I was too busy working. And she said, oh, well, they need women. And the only requirement is you have a college degree. You fit the bill, go. So I did. I interviewed and they asked me these dumb questions like, are you going to get pregnant? And, you know, we wanted you to be separated from the stupid housewives. That's why we wanted a college degree and blah, blah, blah. I think they were doing that for a reaction. And when they didn't get one from me, they didn't know what to do. And so they said, hire her, you know, go ahead, hire her. Well, they didn't know what they were getting when they hired me. Years later, eventually, you know, they treated me like dirt. You know, I knew what prejudice was by working there for a while. They couldn't break me because, you know, my father taught me to be tough. And eventually I won their respect. They took me and eventually I was promoted to outside sales. They gave me the worst territory in California with full of gangs, prostitutes. I was chased by wild dogs. I mean, you name it. Prostitutes chased me with their bat because I was using her phone. I didn't know, you know, all kinds of wild and crazy things. But I took that territory from the bottom. And within a year, I won Salesman of the Year. That really ticked them off because they thought for sure I was going to fail at that. So they brought me back inside as manager of quality assurance. And then I was head of the test report department and worked with the metallurgists there and became successful there. They didn't know, you know, whatever they threw at me, I was successful. So it was a great journey, which served me well because being raised by a tough father, you know, just, you know, these guys couldn't get to me. So I was one of two women that survived and thrived. So it was really great. Moving along years later, my husband developed dementia and after retirement. So I became his caretaker. It was not a great, it's the worst job in the US. And also you exposed to the medical system and you find how corrupt it is. Because all they want to do is throw drugs at the situation. They don't really want to find solutions as the reasons why dementia exists or anything about it. And when we moved to Arizona, it was just before the shutdown. It was the last part of 2019. So I didn't have a chance to really develop any friendships or anything. And then 2020 hit and everything was shut down. Well, my background was more conservative, you know, Republican thinking that they were the solutions. And I followed that structure until the shutdown. And then I lost all faith in the government at all. And I lost all faith in the president because I thought, why in the hell would you shut down an economy for a stupid virus? What the hell is going on here? And I had no solutions. Nobody could help me. Everyone lost their common sense at the time. Everyone was so scared of this virus, which was going around, that I thought, what's going on here? Until one day on Facebook, because I belong to this group for recipes, and someone posted a video of Dr. Shiva and said, hey, this guy is talking about the immune system, and he invented email. So I listened to it with a blip that he was doing from a some news program back east. And I posted, wow, I listened to this. He sounded like a great person and he invented email. Wow. I got attacked from all ends. They thought, you know, oh, we didn't invent email. That's not true. Look it up. Figure out yourself. The guy's a liar, blah, blah. And I thought, what? Why would he say it if he couldn't back this up, you know, because your word means anything. So I said, screw you all. And I left the left the Facebook group and I started following Dr. Shiva. Well, yes, he taught us the protocol of how to strengthen your immune system, which my husband and I did every single day. He never got sick. I never got sick. I never was afraid to go out to the stores or anything that I could do at the time. But my social environment at that time was every day Dr. Shiva had a lecture on anything from politics to herbs to strengthen your immune system to interviews with other people that, you know, other subjects. It was fascinating. He was my community at that time. He was my social network. And with that, I was learning so much every single day, which gave me a lot of strength. That he introduced the system science online. And this was before even the Warrior Scholar program went on. And I thought, okay, I'm going to take this class. So I did. I took it online and I figured out these are pretty deep concepts here. I don't really understand this 100%. I've never heard, you know, anything like this. So I took it again and took it again. And then it really began to make sense. And I thought, wow, I wish I had this information and this knowledge while I was working. It really would have, you know, made me much more successful in my working career. It just was phenomenal. And the more I learned, the more I was like a sponge. I just had to keep learning and learning and learning. Fast forward to 2023, when my husband had passed away, I was asked, because I kept coming to open house because I just kept learning every day, you know, Dr. Shiva's lectures every time and everything. I was asked to become the leader here in Arizona and try to get Dr. Shiva on the ballot. And I thought, what in the hell does that mean? But I found out very quickly what I had to do, and I went to work. I said, okay, I'll do this, not knowing what in the world I was getting into. But the learning was unbelievable. The phone calls I made, trying to get the electors and building a community and having people call me back and, you know, really like-minded people began to come to me. And, you know, we built the electors here. And then we had to go get signatures, and that was an experience, just going out there and talking to people and the objections and, you know, explaining the movement, explaining why Dr. Shiva, you know, why I had to go through this, because an independent voice isn't ever heard. It's only the left and the right. And, you know, they both let us down and on and on and on. So it was fascinating listening to people. That was, you know, the community, and it was just building, you know, strength, building and building and building. And what I learned was unbelievable. So then he introduced the Warrior Scholar program. And of course, I had to take it so that, you know, I wanted to keep learning my journey. So finding like-minded people like myself and like others in other states was so empowering, because I feel like the people that I've run into, they have my back, whereas friends don't have, some people that they call themselves your friends don't have your back, whereas I could call these people and they could, you know, help me through any problem I had in order to be more successful in the movement. And that's empowering. That is community. That's building immunity. I've never gotten sick, you know, since I've built this, since I've gone through this journey. It's just been very successful in learning, and it's just, you know, it's empowering. I don't know what other word to say except that. And I really am looking for more people like me in here in Arizona and in New Mexico. And I've found a few. We do have a base, but we can grow. We want to grow. We want to have the right people that want to learn, that want to, whatever they say, they walk the talk, you know, and they really believe in what we're doing, and they want to support us. So if you know people that are like that, look me up. So that's all I have to say. It's just been a great journey. Great journey.
All right. Thanks, Marianne. That was amazing. Yeah. And just to close, like, my, you know, this could be you. If you're watching from home, this could be your journey. If you come to our movement, this is what community is all about. And so Michael and Marian, what they shared is very powerful. And it's inspiring me right now to even get more involved. And so if you want to join a real community, join Truth From Health, become a Warrior Scholar, sign up, go to truthfromhealth.com, where you can be around amazing men and women who are highly intelligent, who have standards, who are not uncompromising. And that's what I'm here for. And Marianne and Michael are definitely here for that. And all of you watching at home are hopefully are as well. And so thanks for watching. And yeah, we're going to go back to our open house.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement.
They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine. But I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.